all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. I'm Anna, that's Raven, and it's very easy. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Mm. If you use LinkedIn as a dating site, that is all I need to know about you.
You really, really, really want that job.
Oh,
really, 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 really want that job.
One of my husband's coworkers mentioned this to him in passing, that there was a guy that solicited her on LinkedIn, sent a picture, asked if she would be available to go on a date. Mm-hmm. And all I keep thinking is, like, there's 1,000 dating sites out there.
Right.
LinkedIn is the one that is not. It is a career-driven site for job searching and for networking. And if you decide to ignore Match.com, Tinder, OkCupid, and the 7,000 other ones, Farmer Love or whatever that one's called.
Right.
Yeah. And you decide to go to LinkedIn. That is all I need to know about you.
Well, if you're not a farmer, stay off of Farmer Love.
Is it Farmer Love? What is it called?
No, it's something like that. It's off the farm or something.
Love on the farm.
I don't know.
Goats. Right.
Stop it. Don't get yourself in trouble. The first email back is not going to be, I accept your date, but it's to their HR director.
Right.
This seems inappropriate here. On the other hand, maybe they're just very employee or they're job oriented, right? They're profession oriented.
No.
And that's where they meet people.
Farmersonly.com.
Farmersonly.com. It's one of the great jingle on that one. if you leave the bumper of your car in the middle of the road, that's all I need to know about you.
Right. So. Don't you think you get out and pick it up? I always wonder, like, when that happens.
Right. What?
When you, I just keep going.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened? So I'm leaving my house yesterday, and it was very windy yesterday, obviously. So I didn't even bring this one up, but there's a new trash company in town. And so they were picking up the trash, and they were doing it earlier or whatever. And there were just trash cans all over the street.
They're so learning.
People are right. That's what I said to myself first day. It's a little bit windy, but I'm half asleep, so I almost had to dodge it like I was driving through a war zone.
Right.
It was like a TV show. Like all of a sudden I looked up and I was like, whoa! And I'm swerving to the other side of the road to miss it. Today, I'm getting on the road and I'm like, oh, it's really nice that there's no trash cans. And here's a bumper in the middle of the street. And there's no car, obviously. So I'm like, listen, you were aware you lost something.
Yep.
Maybe if you didn't know the extent of the damage is one thing, but you were aware you lost something when you were there.
Just keep driving.
The car got lighter.
Yep.
I mean, you knew it. Something handled differently or whatever.
Nope.
How did you leave your bumper there?
It's funny you said that. I had a Christmas tree roll out in front of my car yesterday.
Right.
And I had to come to a complete stop so I could figure out a way to maneuver around it.
And you figure there's
going
to be somebody coming out to chase it. No, there's nobody coming.
Nobody's chasing a Christmas tree into the middle of the street.
Nobody's coming for that tree.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. All I need to know about you.
Yeah, when you go to the DMV and you're in about an hour early because you have to be, and about four or five cars pull up and everybody just kind of gives each other the nod because they're marking their place in line and it's cold outside.
Right.
And then that sixth car shows up and he jumps out of his car and he runs to the door. Now everybody's got to get out of their cars and go stand in line at the door.
My gosh. The five of you that were there first should just duck that tape down to the bench, all right, and tell him, listen, you're going to be sixth, okay? And that's the way this is going to work.
Yeah, there's always that
guy,
one
that sixth guy.
That guy is.
What is wrong with that guy? You're right.
You're 100% right. Thank you. It's
good
all
luck this morning.
It happens all the time. Have a great day, guys.
You too. 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, I saw a headline in the news this morning, and I immediately thought of you.
Okay.
It's Anna and Raven. The headline read, America has turned its back on big department stores. It is your fault. You were right. Macy's, Kohl's, JCPenney, they all posted terrible profit margins for the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Pier 1 announced earlier this week they're closing 40% of their stores, and you're right. It's your fault.
Yeah, because I get 5 emails a day from each one of these stores, and I don't partake. Now, I don't unsubscribe, so there's still... I envision a person who's like hopeful.
Every
time they bullet out that email, I envision a person, you know, that is putting out that email and saying to themselves, today's the day that Raven's going to buy something.
Please click.
And,
please click.
And then we're all going to still be employed.
Right.
And the store is going to go on and everything's going to be fine. And it's not working out that way. Now, to be fair, with a $50 gift card for Pier 1, you can't afford anything but coasters for your drinks.
Not anymore.
All right.
Walk in there, everything is 70% off.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, I need to get in there then.
Right. That's why they're closing 40% of their stores, Raven.
Well, you know, I guess it's all my fault. Bed Bath & Beyond, I'm sorry.
Well,
if you give me the coupon and you let me use it as many times as I want to.
Like, why do I have to keep bringing the separate coupons and then I got to go on the email? Like, just
what
give
did you
me the
expect?
20% off.
I mean, it couldn't end well if you give me all those discounts.
Should we feel guilty about this? That's the bigger question this morning. Is it our fault that all these places are going out of business because we've become so accustomed to going on Amazon,
click,
it shows up at our door in 24 to 48 hours. Is it our fault and should we feel bad that all these stores are struggling and going out of business? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
I don't think so. I mean, I think everyone really should have expected this was going to happen. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I deliver newspapers, which are going to be gone soon, too, because everyone reads everything on the internet. I mean, I used to work in a bank. Yeah, everything is done online, digitally, all that stuff. I mean,
right.
It's just the way it was going to head, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I want people to be employed, of course, on a serious note. At the same time, I don't want to pay the middleman for just being the middleman.
And on Raven, should we feel guilty about the decline of the big box store?
I think so. It's pretty pathetic. Like, you're losing interaction with people. Like, I can't stand when people are staring at their cell phones looking on social media. So this is just another step into the social media cyclone, you know?
That cyclone is dangerous, that cyclone.
Did you ever see the movie Blow, Anna? There's a great lesson here.
Okay.
All right? Johnny Depp and Pee Wee Herman are great, great, great friends.
Time out. There's a movie with Pee Wee Herman and Johnny Depp?
Yes. Oh. Okay? And they're bad, bad people importing things to the United States that are illegal. All right? And illicit. Okay?
Yes.
But for the long time, it works out fine until Johnny Depp mistakenly introduces Pee Wee Herman to his direct connection in Colombia. All right?
Wait.
And then everything goes south because Pee Wee Herman cuts out Johnny Depp. Guess what? They're not friends anymore.
Are you sure Pee Wee Herman's in this movie?
Oh, yes, and he's magical.
All right. Well, if you want to chime in too, you can head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. Should we feel guilty about the decline of the big box store?
Pee Wee Herman should feel guilty.
What weird thing happened to you in an elevator? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. So the term rubbernecking. Like, I remember the first time I heard that phrase, I was so surprised that there was actually a word to describe when people are inclined to watch something bad happen.
Right, okay. I was going to say, I normally, take that into account with watching, like, a car accident, right? You're driving down, right? You see people, everybody slows down. They got to know what's happening.
I was at the mall this past weekend, and there was rubbernecking because people were stuck in an elevator. And it was one of those glass elevators where everybody could see in from, like, around the mall.
Right, the center of the mall.
Center of the mall. So we're all crowded around, and we're just standing there, and we're watching as the firefighters.
So wait a minute.
Are trying to get these people
the
out of the elevator.
The actual elevator stopped.
Yes. It was
and then
stuck.
And it would not start back up?
Nope. They were just sitting
How
there.
How long were they in there?
I don't know. It had to been there a while because when I
joined... I mean, if the firefighters are there, it's been a few minutes
least. Yes, absolutely. So, no, when I joined the crowd, there was already a decent crowd that had kind of come around. Everybody's eating their Cinnabons and their pretzels.
Just watching these
just
people.
Watching them.
Like hamsters.
Yes.
It's like a terrible Big Brother episode.
It was like a fishbowl and they're literally in a glass bowl and we're all watching them. And there's like... It was all adults, thank goodness. There's no children in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're all on their phones.
Right.
And I'm thinking they could look out and see us, and every single one of us is just staring at them, waiting to see what happens. And the firefighters, I'm listening to them, and they're like trying to figure out what to do and how to get it open. And it's in between floors. And I'm like, this is fascinating.
I mean, they couldn't just reset it, huh?
And they were prying the doors open.
I'm wondering, what is your text message there that you're sending out to a person? All right? Are you complaining to them? Are you having them talk you down because you have anxiety because you're locked in there? Mm-hmm. Are you asking them for suggestions of what they should do?
Right.
I mean, what is it you're doing? What is that conversation?
What if you're taking the elevator down to the bathroom?
Yes.
And now you're stuck in the
now
elevator.
Now you're stuck there.
And now you have to go to the bathroom so badly. And do you sit down? Or do you just keep standing? Like, at some point, you have to be like, all right, listen, guys, we're all going to have to sit down here.
Did anyone dance?
No.
Great time to go viral.
They just stared at their phones the entire time. And then
they didn't even talk to each other?
No, they weren't talking to each other. At some point, you have to make a camaraderie with each other.
If we're on a lifeboat together, we got to be friends.
That's
all right?
It.
Life of Pi. All right? Yep. He's with a tiger.
Right.
A tiger.
I mean,
and
Tom
they come
Hanks
to an understanding.
Talk to a volleyball on an island named Wilson forever.
Good
made
friend.
His best friend. You have a human being next to you. You're not going to make eye contact and talk to him when you're stuck in an elevator?
I wept when Tom Hanks lost him. I wept.
I'm curious, though. 1-800-330-9999. They got the people out.
Well, that's good. I mean,
yeah.
At that point, we would have all heard the story if it was the case that they did not get
them
out.
They're still in that elevator at the mall. What weird thing happened to you in an elevator? We'd love to hear your stories. That's 1-800-330-9999.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband this past week. Alicia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's new and exciting? Anything great?
Oh, nothing. I just finished packing Christmas away. It took me 2 days.
It takes a long time. And then the worst is when you find that one rogue item that you forgot. And then you like don't want to really go put it back because you got to drag out the bins again and you contemplate just throwing it out. You're like, do I really need this snow globe with Mickey Mouse, Santa Claus in there? Probably not.
Yeah, I forgot. I did that with the dish towels and one ornament that was stuck on the tray.
I caught a lot of flack because I took it down the Sunday before New Year's. And people basically asked, like, I was acting like I was the Grinch and ruined Christmas, even though Christmas had already happened.
Yeah, but you're supposed to leave it up till at least New Year's.
I didn't. I had to get rid of it. It was bothering me.
Honey, are you aware that there's an Italian Santa witch? Are you aware of that? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Right.
La Bufana. Yeah, she comes on Three Kings Day, which passed this past Monday. So she's gone now, too.
Okay, now this all makes sense.
Why?
That movie that they filmed on our street, there was a witch, La Bufana, in the movie, and I had no idea what it meant. I just, you know, thought it was part of this not so great movie.
I mean, I fell asleep before that part because that movie was absolutely atrocious. But I'm pretty sure in one scene you can see my house through the window.
Yeah, I forgot that they filmed that Christmas movie on your street last
year. Right.
Yeah, and there was the evil witch, and she had like mean elves or whatever, and that was her name.
Yeah, but La Bufana really technically is a good witch.
I was gonna say I thought she was supposed to be a nice witch.
She comes on a broom, though, according to my mom. You know.
Well, some people can't decipher between a good witch and a bad witch. They see the broom and they automatically assume she's no good.
All right. Well, Alicia, besides La Bufana, how has Raven been behaving as a husband this week?
So I put all that Christmas stuff away and he watched and never offered to help me. Now, I would have told him no because I have a very specific way I pack it away.
Right.
But how do you not offer for 2 days?
I mean, we've been married for, you know, a long time now. We've been together longer than that. I mean, I know the policy with the ornaments. If I put it away, I end up breaking it, don't put it in the right box or whatever, it's just going to make you more anxious.
Yeah, but when you're watching and listening to me struggle, you're supposed to offer.
That's true.
Huh. I'm going to say no, but you're supposed to be like, babe, do you need any help? For 2 days? I mean, 2 days.
When the struggle is really going on, I'm really nervous, all right? You know, I don't want to say it. I just wish I wasn't there when the struggle is going on. I'm like, ugh.
The bigger question is last year, what, Raven waited till June to take down the Christmas lights?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he has one job.
Yeah, when are you going to take them down? That's your job.
Well, the plan is tomorrow, as a matter of fact, as long as it's not pouring rain. It's supposed to be really mild out. Here's the thing, though, because when it's mild, the ground gets soft, all right?
Here we go with the excuses.
No,
we're starting already.
I can't put the ladder on the ground unless Alicia is going to help me.
Can't do that. So now she's got to help you take down the lights, but you didn't offer to help her to pull away the decorations?
I could go up by myself 35 feet in the air, fall to my death, and then nobody gets the lights taken care of next year.
We're going to have to roll those dice, Raven. We're going to have to roll those dice.
And I ran around like a maniac trying to pack up all this stuff. And then I had to run into the kitchen and cook dinner before it was like, you know, 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
And all that was left was the bare Christmas tree in the stand. I'm stirring something on the stove. He goes, hey, you want to come give me a hand getting this tree out of the stand? I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I meant open the door and close it so our dogs don't run away. That's what I meant.
No, you open the door and close it. You figure it out. You're a big boy.
Wow. Wow, forget it. You're lucky that Santa's not coming for another year because you'd be screwed.
All right. Alicia, what kind of grade would you like to give Raven this week?
Getting a D.
Are you serious right now?
D.
Yep.
You're
did
lucky
all the
you
dishes
didn't get
yesterday. I washed the pans.
What about that trash can that you let overflow? That was a test, by the way.
If you could pinpoint one person as the biggest bad influence in your life, who would that person be? You can always call us at 1-800-330-9999. I'm Anna. That's Raven. Princess Diana's personal chef is claiming that Princess Diana would be so mad at Prince Harry for walking away from the royals. And he's blaming, the chef is blaming Meghan Markle.
Right.
In a tweet storm where he sounds like a crazy person.
Anybody ever connected to the royals will tweet up like crazy.
And they love to tweet.
Right, they love to do this.
Yeah, the chef, he claims that Meghan Markle is brainwashing Prince Harry and she's a bad influence.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole another theory going around right now that Oprah is the bad influence. Turns out that Prince Harry had worked with Oprah on a TV series that's coming out pretty soon.
His charity series, yeah.
And sources claim that she put the thought in his head that he could leave the Royals and that she's the one that's the bad influence. And actually, Page Six revealed that Oprah's best friend, Gayle King, right? She's set already to score the first interview with Harry and Meghan once it's all finalized.
It's all incestual, all right?
You think so?
But in a non-offensive way, I guess. It's all related. Let's just say that.
It's so funny that everybody wants to pinpoint who's to blame, who's the bad influence, but maybe they're done.
I wish Oprah was my bad influence.
Right?
Right? If Oprah was your baddest bee, then what? You know what I mean? Who can say anything to that? But there is always that person. It doesn't matter if you're a teenager. It doesn't matter if you're married or whatever. You've always got that friend or that other person that everybody around you goes, oh, when they're with them.
They're a bad influence.
Right. All the rules are out on this one.
Who was the bad influence in your life?
I had many when I was young, if you believe the excuses I gave to my parents. I guess we were all on board. But I would say DJ was probably a big one.
What did DJ do?
We would knock heads together. You know, we would go and then we would skip school, and then 40 ounces. He was the one who explained to me how 40 ounces is more than 12 ounces.
That's a bad influence.
And then we would get the 40 ounces.
That's
right.
That's
also
not
while
good.
Skipping school. Yeah, it's not good at all. In my adult life, it's my buddy Luke. Luke is the one friend that he's as crazy as we were when we were 15.
But he
now.
Still is, yeah.
And he's the only friend that my wife is like, nah, it's fine. Whatever goes on when I'm with Luke, never judged. Mm. Anybody else? Oh, so much judgment raining down. It's like my Oprah, actually. If Oprah was insane.
I would think that, I was trying to think about this. I think I'm the bad influence on my friends, but I don't think I'm a bad influence.
Right.
Does the bad influencer ever think they're the bad influencer?
I think that that's the definition of insanity, right? When you're insane, you think that you're totally, you think the world is insane.
Well, I'm the one that pushes my friends, like, we need to have a girls' night.
Right.
We need to go away for a weekend.
And then you sleep on a curb because all of you went really, really, really hard.
Not so much. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No. Forget. Those days are long gone. Now it's like we'll be out at like the casino. It'll be 9:30. But guys, we gotta go to bed. Get up early. The kids are going to be up at 7 a.m. 30 more minutes. 30 more minutes. You know? I'm always the one for 30 more minutes.
But there is a bad influence. Somebody that's got you in trouble or led you down the dark path before, I'm sure.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Who's the bad influence in your life?
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, we check in with another couple. They tell us what's going wrong, and then you're the judge as to who's right. Taylor and Zach. Taylor, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, guys. So my fiancé, Zach, we're getting married, so he's my fiancé.
Yes. Right. Congratulations.
Thank you,
mastery of the English language and your engagement, of course.
Well, thank you. So Zach is making me invite my dad to our wedding. And I am not close with my dad at all. We have this past where he's just was never around. He's just pretty selfish in general. Zach says that I'm going to regret it, but I really am not. So I need Zach to seriously lay off me.
Taylor, is this your first wedding?
It is, yes.
Okay. And does your father want to be involved?
I'm sure he will, but it's kind of always, let's make it about me. And I don't really speak to him that often. So I'm sure he'd come, but I just don't want him there.
Well, Zach, if your fiance doesn't want her dad there, why would you force her?
I know she's going to regret it. What if one day they pass things up, things are going great, and all of a sudden, you know, you've got this negative memory that's kind of hanging over them forever?
Right, I get what you're saying. I mean, if there's distance in the relationship, something like this only makes the distance greater. However, if Taylor's going to be uncomfortable, I mean, Zach, you have to listen to that.
Taylor, I feel very uncomfortable asking this, so I'm going to apologize in advance. But did something happen between you and your father, or you just don't have a very strong relationship? Like, was there like something that went down that you wouldn't want him there?
I mean, there's things throughout my life, but like my dad was never nice to my mom, right? So they got divorced. And then he got remarried, he eloped or whatever, and did not invite us.
Uh-huh.
And so, here's the thing, this is like so typically him. He texts us, and my sisters, the day after to be like, oh, I just eloped at the courthouse, LOL. So flippant, like didn't think that his kids would want to be at his wedding. So I don't want him at mine to like make it about him.
Is the new wife one of your ex-classmates?
Probably. She's like, what? Like 12 years younger than him or whatever.
Oh, but
no. Neither here nor there. Whatever.
No, I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't a specific reason.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. She sat next to me in English.
I wouldn't have passed him, honestly.
Does he live far away where it would make sense? Like, why would you travel all that way?
No, we live in the same town.
Okay.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
Good.
Nope.
All right, so what we do
question.
Is ask our audience, yeah, what would they think? And they may agree with you, Taylor. They, if you don't want him there, it's your wedding and it's your decision. Clearly, he's not helping pay for the wedding, so, you know, it is what it is. And, Zach, you need to accept
that. Hang out at the open bar and just, like, get wasted. Like, oh, I don't need it.
Right.
I mean, about him.
Zach, people might say your side too. You feel that way now, but that's a decision that you can never take back. And
right.
extending an invite is just extending an invite. If he comes, then you just ignore him the whole day. You say hello, and then you go about your way. You never have to worry twice about it. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
This may be the most divided we've seen our audience in a long time.
It is a tough one.
Taylor and Zach are engaged. Now, here's the thing. Taylor doesn't have a very good relationship with her father. Not at all. And she doesn't want to invite him to the wedding.
Sure.
She's like, you know what? I barely have a relationship with this guy. He eloped with his new wife a few years ago, didn't even tell us till the next day, sent us a text about it. Why do I have to invite him?
Mm.
But Zach says it's always going to be your dad. You only have one dad. You got to at least extend an invitation. He ain't walking you down the aisle.
Yeah.
But you got to invite him.
They're fair points. Every one of them on both sides, obviously. I see this all the time with engaged couples. We go in with a vision for our wedding, right? And what happens is you have to make a lot of compromises. You think that you're going to be able to hold your ground and do it your way, not the way everybody else has been forced to do it. But in the end, a lot of times you compromise a lot of yourself. Is this one of those times?
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm definitely on the girl's side today. I think that at this point, if she's willing to come on the radio and talk about how much she doesn't want her own father there, she really doesn't want her own father there. This shouldn't be taken lightly. Only who you want to invite should be there. It's a magical moment for you two, not about him. Maybe if you have a different kind of party, he can come.
You know, I think
so
that
hard.
We all have our vision of what the right family unit should be. And it's you know, fairly typical when you're getting married, you're joining two families. You hope that this can be a great time of reconciliation. However, family are the friends we don't choose, right? We don't get to choose. And maybe you've said, this is just bad for me. And she's saying it.
Yeah, but there's also something to be said that your blood is your blood, and you can't turn this around. You can't make this better in 20 years. Your wedding is your
wedding.
Well, that's
the thing, right? It's one day. You make this decision. You got to live with it.
I'm torn on this one. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven. Taylor's never had a really good relationship with her father, and now she's getting married, and Zach says, you have to at least invite the man to the wedding. He's not going to walk you down the aisle, but you got to invite him. She says, no, I don't want to invite him. He eloped a while back, didn't invite her when he got remarried, texted her the next day. They live in the same town. She says that he never treated her mom right, and she doesn't want him to be part of the day.
Yeah, describing it, she said he'll basically make it about himself. Now, even without the fatherly duties that are typically implied when your daughter's getting married, she said he'll just be at the bar, holding court, blah, blah, blah. It sounds like his very presence is something that makes her irate a little bit at this point. And it's her wedding. It's her wedding.
It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. But Zach is arguing, listen, you only have one father. And what if all of a sudden...
one day.
Yeah, one day. So what happens if you change your mind one day, you guys are close, and then you always have to think your dad wasn't at your wedding? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. That reaction, if it's going to make her uncomfortable, she shouldn't do it. She should, I think... really think about it, make sure it's what she really wants. And if they do improve their relationship down the road, I mean, live in the same town, it's not a good relationship. But if they do, then she'll cross that road when she comes to it and have no regrets that she didn't invite him because she had valid reasons, she felt. So she should think about it. And I think then, you know, let her decide what she wants to do.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, I am on the bride-to-be side. I come from a family with all kinds of dysfunction. I'm sure a lot of people have dysfunction in their families. But I personally fought hard with my fiance to invite someone that, you know, it was a questionable invite, and it really turned out to not go well. The person that we were questioning was just like this girl's dad. You know, she ended up getting drunk. She ended up being inappropriate at the wedding. And honestly, this young man, Zachary, you don't want to be the guy that pushed this invite and it not go well and it ruined the wedding.
Yeah. Right, then you got to live with it.
You got to live with that. Thank you for the call. Dan on Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on his side because my father and I didn't have a really good relationship either. A lot of stuff went down as a child. And I got married 36 years ago, and I asked him to, come to the wedding. And he said no, he wasn't going to because he was a Shalaquat, he called him. And now, 36 years later, my father and I have a really good relationship. And we both regret the fact that he wasn't there. Now, my stepfather stepped in and walked me down the aisle, which was wonderful. But it wasn't the same.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Taylor, our audience agreed with you. It's your father, and if you really do not have a good relationship with him and you don't feel comfortable with him being there, Zach, you have to respect that.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Why bother pretending everything's fine?
But you do have to at least understand where Zach was coming from. You know, that's a decision you can never take back.
Right.
So
I mean,
in 10 years, you can have a relationship with your father, who knows, and it's always going to be that he wasn't at your wedding.
When that day comes, then I'll be glad for it. But it's just not right now.
Fair enough. Understood. All right. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck with your wedding event, of course, at this point. I mean, you not even to invite him, not to, make him do a speech or a first dance or anything, but just like a person in the crowd.
Ugh, no.
All right. She won.
I'll text him about it.
Yeah. Ouch. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven.
Hey, Amanda, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Amanda.
All right, Amanda. Raven,
not really.
He's so humble and kind. He's walking out of the studio. When that door closes, which he just did, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you $100 to Duncan. You ready?
Hey.
Ryan Seacrest had a massive fall on his morning TV show. Who is his co-host on that show?
Kelly Ripa.
Number 2, the Academy Awards will go hostless again this year. What is the name of the golden statuette?
Oscar.
Number 3, Taco Bell says they will start testing higher pay salaries for store managers. $100,000 they're going to pay so they can retain good talent. Gidget was the famous dog mascot for Taco Bell. What kind of breed was he?
Chihuahua.
Number 4, Leonardo DiCaprio assisted in a boat rescue and saved a drowning man in St. Bart's. What was Leo's character's name on Titanic?
Think of it.
Okay, number 5. Jillian Michaels is under fire for criticizing Lizzo for being an unhealthy weight. What NBC show was she a celebrity trainer along with Bob Harper?
Biggest Loser.
All right. You got a shot, Amanda. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo, how'd you do?
4 out of 5.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
I don't know. I think maybe a tie. All right. Number 1. Ryan Seacrest had a massive fall on his TV morning show. Who is his co-host on that show?
My girlfriend, Kelly Ripa.
She's not your girlfriend.
She is my girlfriend.
I don't know why you say that. You know she's my idol. I don't know why you do that.
She's my girlfriend.
Number 2, the Academy Awards will go hostless again this year. What is the nickname of the golden statuette?
The Oscar.
That is correct.
Why don't you just apologize to Kevin Hart? We all said dumb stuff 20 years ago.
Do you think Mark Consuelos likes when you say that Kelly Ripa is his girlfriend?
Here's the thing.
Have you seen his abs?
Yeah, no, I know. But yeah. I think they're both cool with it, man. People rip on them all the time. They're a great couple.
Yeah.
But you're both hot.
All right.
Mr. Steal your girl.
Number 3.
Watch yourself, Consuelos.
Yeah, good luck. You better start doing some sit-ups. Number 3, Taco Bell says they will start testing higher pay salaries for store managers. $100,000. That's right. What they're going to pay to retain good talent for store managers. Gidget was the famous dog mascot for Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
What type of breed was he?
Just like my little boy Baxter, he's Chihuahua.
He was a Chihuahua, that is correct. He
Baxter's
passed away.
Part Chihuahua, part murderous killer.
Good.
That's what he is, 12 pounds of rage.
Number 4, Leonardo DiCaprio assisted in a boat rescue and saved a drowning man off the coast of St. Bart's. Crazy. What was Leo's character's name in Titanic?
Jack Dawson, of course. I'll never let go, Jack.
I didn't think you would know his last name.
First off, James Cameron is the best director. Mm-hmm. All right. He's only made 6 films. I know each one of them very, very well. Second off, I watched it the other day. Third off, all that running around that boat, Should have just started working on building a smaller boat while the boat was sinking.
All right, you need this last one to beat Amanda. Jillian Michaels is under fire for criticizing Lizzo for being an unhealthy weight. What NBC show was she a celebrity trainer along with Bob Harper?
Biggest Loser and Jillian Michaels. Fantastic, but just don't answer that question. No, you know they're going to ask you that question. Do not answer that question.
Like, mind your business, you know?
Right. Well, listen, the paparazzi's there. They're going to ask her. What else do they have to ask her about? But
don't answer.
Don't answer.
Right.
Don't answer.
I'm sorry, Amanda. Raven beat you 5-4 this morning.
That's okay. I beat him last time.
All right.
bragger. All right.
This is Amanda, then I can't beat Raven.
Today she couldn't do it, but maybe next time.
Oh, better luck next time.
Three ways to make yourself more desirable in the new year. It's Anna and Raven. Throughout the month of January, we're bringing in different experts to help you achieve these goals. Small things you can do to really make an impact. Joining us today, Courtney Davis. She's a stand-up comedian, self-proclaimed dating expert. You can follow her on Instagram at the Courtney Davis, and you can check her out at Caroline's on Broadway February 5th at 7:30 p.m. What's up, girl?
Hello.
I mean, if you're Happy not an January. Expert, who is, right?
Right, exactly. I feel like everyone can self-proclaim anything.
Yeah, but I feel like you've actually done it. You figured it out. You got a great guy. You managed to do it all.
It's a sexy life. I've seen it on Instagram, right? I mean, these are great photos.
Really, thank you. Thank
this
you
is
for
a
following.
Fantastic lifestyle. I mean, the guy's a millionaire, all right?
Yeah. Okay, I feel like it's good to have, like, you know, these great photos and everything, but my first way to be desirable is actually the opposite of that, is to not be perfect, to like have humility. I feel like the most attractive people to me are the ones that I can relate to and that I find they accept their imperfections and they own them. Mm-hmm. I think that's hot. And that's what I think other people find desirable.
All right, the comfort zone.
Be real. Show your flaws. So what's the next thing we can do?
Okay, the next thing to make yourself more desirable is to make the other person actually feel desirable. So if you boost someone's ego, they sort of get addicted to it and they want more of it. It's like a drug. They're like, hey, I like that feeling. I want to be around them. So you're telling them, hey, you look hot. But make them feel hot and all of a sudden they desire you more.
That's genius, actually.
Right? Like,
I mean, I feel like you just pulled the curtain back. Like that explains at least six of my terrible relationships in high school. They catered to my ego.
Right.
And then you love them. Oh my gosh, I'm such a tool.
Right. They want to feel like a Greek god.
Like a king. Yes, like a king.
It's Courtney Davis. She's a stand-up comedian, self-proclaimed dating expert. She's joining us for January, giving us three ways that you can make yourself more desirable to the opposite sex. What's the third way?
My third way to make yourself more desirable is walk at the speed of love. So you're walking slow enough where someone could imagine falling in love with you. So you're if you're a woman, you know, you're swaying your hips, or a man. It's like when you're watching a movie and the supermodel walks in and it goes slow motion and it's like, love. La, la, la. Like Christy Brinkley or Fast Times at Ridgemont when the girl gets out of the pool.
Fantastic.
It's like, be their fantasy. Your confidence coming from the inside, the way you're smiling and looking across the room, and then they immediately have this like wonder and sense of love. It's not like you're speeding past them. Give them a chance to fall in love.
So just walk really slow. Sometimes Raven does that. He sashays around, swinging his
hips.
Do
you picture me nude when I do that?
No.
Good.
Never.
Well, then I'm probably doing something wrong.
I wonder
if you're
okay. I think
that's what she's going for.
Yeah. I was like, is he having a stroke? I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. All right, Courtney Davis, if you want to check her out live for yourself, February 5th, Caroline's on Broadway, 7:30. You can follow her on Instagram at the Courtney Davis. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you so much.
An everyday hero is someone that goes above and beyond for not only their friends, but also for their community. Joining us this morning, it's Janine and Kristen. Janine nominated Kristen. I know you have no idea why you're here.
No.
So Janine thinks very highly of you. And Janine, with your permission, I'd like to read what you wrote to us.
Absolutely.
Okay. Kristen works for the Stamford and Milford Police Departments as a dispatcher. She's also a member of the Echo Hose Hook and Ladder Company, assisting firefighters and EMS during emergency events. You volunteer at the Shelton Food Bank, the Relief Fund, and the Yale Oncology Unit. Wow. I mean, when do you have time to sleep? Let's start there.
Barely.
Yeah. For over a decade, you have been the co-chair of the American Cancer Society Relay for Life in our area.
Amazing.
And now, with all the help that you've given to the cancer world, you've also become the caregiver for your father who was battling cancer.
Yeah, he just passed away, actually.
I am so sorry to hear that. She goes on to write that you dedicate your life to caring for others, and not because it's your job, but because you're the most humble, selfless woman she knows. Are you guys going to cry? I'm going to cry. I can't do that.
I'm just over here silent. I'm not going to say a word.
This is an impressive resume. They do all these things to help others, and a lot of times you don't get recognition.
Yeah, you don't do it for the recognition. You just do it because you want to.
Anna's just trying to stall so she doesn't cry.
So I don't cry.
Look at the ceiling.
Yeah.
Look at the ceiling like I told you. What an amazing place to put your energy. And it is the things that nobody sees, the reason that the rewards that are sometimes the greatest for ourselves. It's absolutely astounding.
Janine, how did you meet Kristen?
I lost my son to cancer 10 years ago. And so we started doing the Relay for Life, and that is how I met Kristen. But I've only like really gotten to know her, not as just the co-chair of Relay, but as a person and a friend the past few years. And she's actually my neighbor now.
Oh.
And so I've really gotten to know her, and she just has the most golden heart. I'm just amazed by her every day. And she doesn't even have kids, and my kid, the way she is with other people's kids, like my kids absolutely adore her. She's my hero, because she's just a people person, a caring person, a humble person. She's the kind of friend you want to have.
Well, why don't we plug your Relay for Life? What do we have when the next one's coming up? What we got to do? Do we have any of that information yet?
Yeah, it's the first weekend in June, Saturday into Sunday. I don't really remember the dates. I think it's June 6th and June 7th of this year down at the Riverwalk in Shelton.
That's fantastic.
An amazing thing, really. When we're in the darkest parts of our life, sometimes we find the brightest light there. Shines through, and you take a chance on somebody. Somebody that's reaching out to help you, and how it can change the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
You know, I can't imagine 10 years ago thinking that you would be in a place that you would feel good enough to feel this good about talking about your friend that you found, you know?
Right.
I mean, what a journey for both of you guys. So
yeah.
I lost my father to cancer. It's very moving to hear about the work that you're doing. It's amazing.
Thank Absolutely. Yeah. And then you both deserve the Everyday Hero Award today.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
Let's hand them out. I've got these Anna and Raven mugs.
Yeah.
They're big mugs. That's all I've got at the moment.
Oh, guys, we want to thank you so much for coming in. And thank you personally for all the work you do for the community, especially for the cancer community.
Of course. Thank you, Kristen.
If you want to nominate an Everyday Hero, you can head to AnnaandRaven.com.